everybody. Welcome to our wrap-up of day two of E3. It's almost over.
Almost.
It's so close. Just a couple more hours. So yeah, not much really happened today. Except for the Nintendo 3DS thing. The Shaq's checked out.
Yeah, I think, you know, now that all the press conferences are done, I think the main stuff is out of the way, and right now we're just kind of keeping up with stories and trailers and release dates.
Oh, so many goddamn trailers.
I know.
It's like all my RSS feeds are just trailers. It is retarded.
Yeah. And I figure seeing that you're kind of keeping up with all the trailers, I've been trying to keep up with all the stories and, yeah, trying to filter through that stuff.
Yeah, because there's a lot of really stupid bullshit coming out. Like, I saw one that said, like, it was like the Activision says that movie tie-in games are still a good idea. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure, like, Activision is the only one who, like, still makes movie tie-in games anymore.
I think they're the only ones that care to, man. Like,
yeah, like, I'm pretty sure that, like, Men in Black Alien Crisis and Battleship, they both had, like, movie cash codes in them, so that you get, like, $10 off and going to see Battleship and Men in Black 3.
That doesn't make it worth it.
No, it does not, because you're still paying $60 for these games.
Yeah. Wow. Off the top of my head, the only good movie tie-in game that I can think of is Spider-Man 2 for the PlayStation 2.
I'd never actually played that.
Maybe you should go back and try it.
Yeah, maybe. But hey, so Nintendo 3DS.
Okay, yeah. So all I did is I wrote down the games they showed. And that was about it, really.
Okay.
If they had a release date, I wrote that down, too. The first one they showed was Castlevania, Lords of Shadows, Mirror of Fate.
The Wrath of Khan.
Sure, go ahead, throw that on there, make the name even longer.
Yeah, I mean, that is one of the most stupidest named games I've seen so far at the show. Like, they're subtitling a subtitle.
I know, right?
It is, you know, dog, I heard you like subtitles.
Like, when they said that, I'm like, isn't Lord of Shadows already the subtitle to the game? What's Mirrors of Fate?
Yeah, I know, dude. It's so fucking stupid. And, like, so, okay, and it's not even like it like was, like, colon. It wasn't like Castlevania colon Lord of Shadow colon Mirror of Fate. It's Castlevania colon Lords of Shadow comma Mirror of Fate. They're just expanding on it. It's like next is going to be a dash and a semicolon.
I feel like instead of having a colon there and a comma there, they should actually write out colon Lord of Shadows, write out the word comma Mirror of Fate.
So just do it like the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie?
Yeah.
Because that was actually what they did. It's like Aqua Teen Hunger Force colon movie film for theaters.
Yes, do that. I mean, why not? Fuck.
Yeah. Put a couple asterisks in there. Maybe a parentheses.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
did they show off any gameplay of that?
They did. They did show some gameplay of that.
Did it look like a worse version of the console game?
Well, Lord of Shadow is the newer games that Konami has made, right? Like, they actually just showed at E3 this year the sequel of Lord of Shadows, right?
Yeah, Lords of Shadows was the first Konami, I think it was like the first newer Castlevania game.
Yeah.
It was an entirely different Belmont.
Yeah, and it was like just actually not long ago, like within the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think it was like 2010, I think, when that came out.
Yeah. Something like that. It's a lot worse. I mean, it's nothing like those. I mean, it's on the 3DS, and most of it... It looks like most of it's going to be side-scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of a classic look to it.
Yeah, like a return to form, I guess. Like, hopefully that is actually a return to form, and it's like huge sprawling levels and like.
Yeah, it does look like there's some kind of third dimensional elements, and I don't mean like with a 3D aspect. I just mean where like it looks like there's times where the camera moves, and it either gives an illusion like you can walk towards the background and keep going, but it looks like you can do that. I'm just not sure. It looks like it might be with boss battles and stuff like that.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm not really too sure. So yeah, but for the most part, it looks like it's just gonna be a side scroller game. You know, you got your whip, and you're beating up some fools. You're playing as a different Belmont again.
Yeah, I think it's a Trevor Belmont this time.
That sounds maybe right. I didn't catch his name. I just know that they said it was a different Belmont for this game, and he's looking for whoever killed his mother or some shit like that.
Yeah, we talked about this, I think, yesterday in the day one stuff, like, reading from the Nintendo page. And I'm pretty sure that they said this was Trevor Belmont.
Yeah, see, I thought we were talking about Lord of Shadows 2, man.
Nope. We're talking about Mirror of Fate.
I can't keep up with what we've been doing. Like,
everything's just blurring together.
I know.
Thank God we didn't go to the actual show.
I think if we went to the actual show, maybe I would have been able to keep it more together, but...
If we went to the actual show, like, we'd come on this thing and just be like...
Well, if we went to the actual show, I wouldn't be spending about 8 hours of my day at my real job.
Yeah.
So, that wouldn't have to... I wouldn't have to worry about that shit.
Yeah, but... It was, like, running around the show at all times. Like, we wouldn't get any real interview time with anybody. It would just be, like, us standing in line for 3 hours trying to play, like, 10 minutes of a game that we're only kind of interested in.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't show really too much more on that game. So, yeah, it just looks like it's kind of a return to form. It looks like it might have some, again, some third-dimensional elements. I don't remember them saying anything about it being 3D, you know, with shit popping out or anything like that. But maybe that's what the 3D is for when, like I said, where it looks like the camera kind of turns and makes it look like you can run towards the background. Maybe that's where the 3D comes in.
Maybe. It's like they're using real technology to emulate Mode 7.
Yeah. Could be.
Yeah. Okay, so what else you got?
Well, that game's out this fall, 2012, so...
Okay.
Yeah. Next, they showed Luigi's Haunted Mansion Dark Moon.
Okay, yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, that's going to be available this holiday in stores and the eShop. After that, they went to Epic Mickey Power of Illusions.
Yeah, we talked about that a bit yesterday.
Did we? Fuck, I thought we were talking about the second game.
Well, that technically... is the second... Has Epic Mickey 2 come out yet?
No, but this is separate from any of the other Epic Mickey games.
But like, going in just in terms of release history, it is technically the second Epic Mickey.
Don't. I fucking hate you. You son of a bitch.
It's what I do.
There's an Epic Mickey 2 announced, alright?
Yeah, the Power of 2.
Motherfuckers.
Epic Mickey 1.5, Power of Illusion.
So yeah,
the stores everywhere.
This is totally separate from that game, so basically it's a third installment, whether it comes out before or after Epic Mickey 2.
It's all done like 2D side scrolling kind of thing.
Yeah, mostly. Nah. These games don't really, none of these games that I got on this list really fucking or any of interest to me for the most part, so it's just like, yeah, it's just another Epic Mickey looking game to me. The big baddie in this one is the witch from, I think, like, Snow White or Sleeping Beauty something.
Oh.
I don't think it's Sleeping Beauty, but...
Did she have a green face?
No, but she had horns on her head.
Okay, that was Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
She's one of the big bads in, Kingdom Hearts. I think she leads the big bads.
She's a mega bitch, so.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's gonna be out this holiday.
Start line up now. Reserve your copy today.
Yeah. After that, they showed Paper Mario Sticker Star.
Okay, yeah.
This is the first time that this series has been on a handheld.
Yeah, actually. But before it was on the GameCube, and then they released one on the Wii.
Really, that's it? I feel like there should be like 50 of these by now.
No, there's only 3.
Wow. It's hard to tell with the 50 million Mario games that are out there.
Yeah, I know. Like, even at this show alone, like, how many Mario games did they announce?
Oh, I know. There's Super Mario Brothers U, there's Super Mario Brothers 2, there's
New
Super Mario...
Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, New Super Mario Brothers. Yeah. They got two...
Yeah.
Every year, Nintendo just rehashes 50 fucking IPs. And then everyone's like, oh my god, they got games coming out. It's like, no, they don't. They got the same game coming out.
Hey, fuck. Hey, the same game is still games.
I guess so. Look, it boggles my mind that for a while there people were talking about like Resistance 3, the Assassin's Creed games, how there's like 4 now and about to be a 5th one, and just like they're like, oh, when it gets to a certain amount of games, you know, it just gets too much, and it's like,
and yet Mario has like 1,800 games.
Yeah, they have 1,800 games and about 3 different ways to play them.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? Like, why is that cool to everyone? I don't know, but whatever, to each their own, I guess. Paper Mario Sticker Star. It's everything I don't want in an RPG. Like, nothing about it looked good. Like, everything was fucking frustrating to me. Like, I mean, I kind of like the cartooniness of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it in the way of how I liked 3D Dot Game Heroes. Like, 3D Dot Game Heroes is a very cartoonish looking game, but, well, that's more in a popped out 3D environment compared to this, but that's the only thing I found really decent. There's that little nostalgia there, like a little Zelda Link to the Past kind of thing, you know, feeling to it.
Okay.
Everything else, though, you know, you'll find bad guys and you have to go into a turn-based battle mode, and it's like, and it's just, it's Mario. Mario.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, everything about it, I was just like, I never would want this in a game.
Okay.
But that's due out this holiday also. Next is Kingdom Hearts. There's a demo coming to the eShop soon, and the game is going to be, the game is due out July 31st, 2012.
Okay.
Do I have that right?
Huh. Maybe. But, hey, just a question. You said yesterday that you really hate the Kingdom Hearts games.
Yeah.
Any particular reason why?
That. No.
Just fuck those games.
It's JRPG, which I just don't give a shit about JRPGs anymore. I never really cared about them. I mean, like Final Fantasy VII is the only one that I can say that I really like, and it's the only Final Fantasy game that I can say I really like. They're just not my style, and they haven't been my style for a long time, probably since Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, well, Kingdom Hearts isn't exactly your typical JRPG.
I'm sure it's not. I the only reason why I say it is because the main character looks like a chick and is a dude. And that's all the evidence I need to call it a JRPG.
It does a lot like a JRPG, but the one main thing that doesn't do is no random encounters and no turn-based combat.
Oh, that's cool.
And there's also a lot of platforming, which actually works really well because you can like double jump and fly and shit in some levels.
Yeah.
Like when you go into the Peter Pan world, you can fly.
Right on. Yeah, and like,
they have giant ass air battles and stuff, and at one point you're like fighting giant Ursula the Sea Witch.
That should be turning me on, but it's not. It's just. I can't help but know that the main weapon is the key, and your teammates are Goofy and Daffy, or Donald Duck.
Yeah, but Goofy beats people to death with a shield and Donald shoots fire.
It doesn't make him better.
It does.
I mean, I don't know. I admit like that I have no reason to not like this game. I've never touched one of the games.
Well, believe me, I've touched those games.
Oh, you touched them in the show me on the Donald Duck where you touched it.
I spent like 150 hours of those games total.
You touched. Let the record show to everyone listening to this that Dead Man is pointing at the pantless part of Donald Duck of where he touched it.
He's not wearing pants. Shouldn't be anything there. If I touched below the shirt, if I touched below the shirt, then I was going below, then I was going over the line. But still. Unless you have video, I didn't do it. If the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
So yeah, Kingdom Hearts. I didn't catch the name of it because the logo.
Kingdom Hearts 3D Dream Drop Distance.
Yeah, I knew it was Dream something.
Really stupid name.
Yep. Yeah, Dream Drop Distance. Like I. It's like they're like, Dream, what can we go with Dream? Let's have two other random words that start with D. I just don't get it, but okay. Hold on a second.
Kingdom Hearts 3D, Dirty Donkey Dong.
Like, they could have just stopped at 3D, right? I mean,
yeah, they could have.
They didn't need to have three words with D's in it. Except for D's nuts.
Oh, snap!
I don't remember seeing anything really about Kingdom Hearts. They didn't really do a demo or anything that I seen. Unfortunately, this was a time that I was talking to you on Skype. So, and I was being very vague with you on what I was saying, and you weren't understanding me. So I'm like, what are you getting, dude? Then like I reread what I said, and I'm like, all right, but. I didn't see.
It's like after this podcast with question mark. It's like what after this podcast?
I know. After I reread it, I'm like, oh, okay.
It's like, did I miss a message at some point?
I'm like, oh, he's not the retarded one. I am.
did you text me or something? And I just missed it.
Yeah, because like after you're like after this what? And I'm like, do the wrap up fucking podcast. Like, what do you think, man? Like, I'm not saying let's put on a circus. Like, what do you think I'm talking about? Then, yeah, like, once I reread how I wrote that, I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm stupid.
Okay, well, back to 3DS.
Yeah, back to 3DS. After Kingdom Hearts, they went to Scribblenauts Unlimited. Didn't really show anything there, nothing new. Just a quick trailer, and that was it. Then they did a little mini trailer of a bunch of different games, Transformers Prime.
Okay. How'd that look?
It didn't look good. It's hard to say, you know, because you're looking. They're obviously, you know, they're taking something that's on a small screen and putting it on a bigger screen, and then that's being filtered through the internet onto my computer. So it looks like shit.
Okay.
So yeah, it looked like shit. But and it was just real quick because there's a couple of different games they had here, and it was just really quick, like less than 2 minutes I'd say total for all these games. So it was just like a couple of seconds long. But so yeah, I whatever. They just basically it was just like, hey, look, this game's gonna come out with these other games. Look, you know, you've seen a Transformer Jump. Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's revolutionary.
So there's Transformers Prime, Lego Batman 2, Rabbids something, and Heroes of Ruin.
Rabbids Rumble.
Rabbids Rumble, that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, these are all games that we talked about.
Okay.
Yesterday. Yeah, so I guess we'll just move into news.
Well, no, I still got more here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was just like, for whatever reason, they just did a little jumble pack there of videos. After that, they talked about Pokemon Black version 2 and White version 2.
Let's not talk about Pokemon, please.
Okay. Then they talked about how this is today, is officially the eShop's 1 year anniversary.
Yay!
Yeah, and as far as I know, it's still shit because I've never heard anyone say anything good about the eShop and how it's set up or anything.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, here it is a year later, and it's apparently still shit.
Like,
but,
like, here's this thing we made a year ago. We haven't changed a damn thing. Now applaud.
Right. Then they showed, they were talking about videos on Nintendo, and there's going to be this, like, I took this a sketch comedy show called 3Diots.
So, like, idiots, but starting with the word three?
Yeah. It's just, like, take out the I from idiots, and it's just three diets.
3Diots.
Yeah, 3Diots.
Well, whoever came up with that name is a 3Diot.
Yep.
Oh, snap.
It just looks like stupid comedy stuff. Kind of cheaply done with cheap backgrounds and stuff.
Maybe that's the joke.
Probably. I don't know. It looks stupid. It looks like something you'd see on Adult Swim, but probably more kid-friendly, being that it's a Nintendo video series.
Oh, yeah. It's... It'll be a thing.
Yeah, I guess. That's available now, starting now or some shit like that, on Nintendo Video on the 3DS. So, yeah, there's that. Then they talked about Pokemon Dream Raider.
Moving on.
Catch Pokemon and add them to your Black version 2 and White version 2. I didn't really get into any more about that.
Moving on.
They announced that the Batman Lego 2 DC Heroes or whatever it's called.
Yeah, that's called that.
Okay. The demo for that is now on the eShop. So yeah, there's that. they also talked about how they're trying to make it more open for buying games for the 3DS. So they then talked a little bit about how you can buy games in stores, like brick and mortar stores. You can buy them from the eShop, or for whatever reason you'd want to do this, you can go to brick and mortar shops and buy download codes and then go home and download games that way.
So, huh.
Yeah, they're basically making it so you can buy games any way possible, even if it's combining the two. I don't understand the idea of, hey, I'm going to go to the store to buy a code to come home and download the game that I could have just stayed home and downloaded.
Yeah, it's like this is really weird saying, like, we're making sure you can get this game as many ways as possible. There are only two ways. Go to a shop and buy it. Download it.
I got to assume the thing about going to the store to buy the download code is probably a middleman, but a middleman where you don't have to put your credit card information into your system.
Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe they're just, like, doing it because, like, Nintendo's kind of a kid company.
Uh-huh.
So maybe they're just doing that so that children won't, like, for, like, parents, so that children won't, like, lose their games, and they just start crying and beg their parents to spend more money.
Right.
In which case, they should definitely take that down, because Nintendo desperately needs those whining parents' money.
Yeah. Yeah, then after that, they showed off Super Mario Brothers, new Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yeah, it went all about the gold.
All about the coins, all about the Benjis. You're going to be able to play...
It's all about the mushrooms.
You're going to be able to play co-op through the full game, not just a battle mode like I guess the other game was. That's going to be launching August 19th, I think it was, 18th or 19th, 2012.
Okay.
So that's coming out here pretty soon. I tweeted about this I tweeted, New Super Mario Brothers 2. We're officially out of Mario ideas, so coins!
Billions of coins.
I don't remember if it was a movie or TV show where someone was doing magic so they... I want to say it was Arrested Development, where he made a bunch of pennies fly out.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone just got on the ground and started picking up the pennies, and that was, like, his magic act. And I kind of picture that with Mario, but it was like, it's Mario, we don't got any ideas, so BAM! And just, like, throw a bunch of coins on the ground.
Yeah, it's like, they were playing too much Assassin's Creed, like, hey, we need a new Mario game. How about coins?
You're like, brilliant.
No, like, I actually like how, like, Yahtzee's idea of how they do it. Of, like, they just take every single thing from Mario, put like, on post-it notes, and put them on a wall and throw a dart at it. I was like, all right, coins.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was it.
Okay. So, news?
Okay.
Okay. So, Todd Howard said that the new DLC for Skyrim called Dawnguard will be available tentatively on June 26th.
Yeah.
So that is the release date for the Xbox 360 DLC. The PC and 360 PC and PS3 versions will not be coming out until late July.
Yeah, because they have a 30-day exclusive fucking thing with Microsoft.
And apparently there's also a beta out for the DLC currently on Xbox.
Or something. Yeah, something like that. Either that it's already out or it's going to be out here soon.
Yeah.
Which, a beta? For a DLC?
Yeah, I know, that's really weird.
Right?
Yeah, I understand a beta for a game, but... Like, here's another pack you can add onto your game. Oh, let's beta test it. Okay.
I mean, like, well, didn't they say, even before Skyrim was released, that the DLC for Skyrim is going to be bigger, more bulky, like, expansion pack style?
I guess.
I thought so. I can't remember. But if that's the case, I guess I can understand it, because if it's just, like, a big, huge thing, then, like, sure, why not beta test it compared to, like, small little tidbit of download, you know? If all they're doing is downloading a fucking DLC, which for weapons and a couple of new characters, then
yeah. Like,
it's not going to need it.
Like, here, beta testing this horse armor.
Right.
Okay, well, moving on. So, Scribblenauts Unloaded is going to be coming to the PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to release this holiday season alongside the Wii U and 3DS versions, and like the Wii U version, it'll have an object editor, where players can like make new shit, combine it, change behaviors of stuff, resize objects, and change colors and textures.
Yeah, now that this is coming to PC, maybe I'll check it out, because I believe the other Scribblenauts have been only DS or 3DS games, right?
Yeah, DS exclusive.
Yeah, so, yeah, maybe if it goes onto Steam, I might have to pick it up.
Hmm. Yeah. So then, moving on. Two new fighting games have gotten release dates. So first up, Dead or Alive 5, which is the first game in the series to not be developed by... Well, let's not have... Tomino Itagaki, who was the guy who, like... Who was the women as sex objects guy from Team Ninja?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard about how people are wondering how this game was going to go without him.
Yeah, but apparently it's going, and it's going to be coming out on September 25th for the Xbox 360 and PS3. And Persona 4 Arena, the Persona 4 fighting game made by Arc System Works, will be coming out on August 7th. I think that's for the Vita. Oh, no, wait, no, it's going to be Xbox 360 and PS3.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Persona 4 Golden is for the Vita one. Okay, yeah, I actually saw some of the, actually saw some gameplay of this a little earlier today. It was from Destructoid. And it actually looks pretty cool. Like, Arc System Works, they do, like, really nice, like, very nicely art, like, very nicely designed 2D fighting game characters. And all the guys in this game look really awesome. Except there are a couple characters that I have no idea who they are. Like, I spent 500 hours with Persona 4, and I have no idea who some of these characters are. It's actually pretty cool, because, like, the gameplay I saw had, like, Teddy fighting, who is this weird teddy bear thing that, like, rips off his head, and there's a weird boy inside it.
Nice.
And, yeah, so one of his main powers, well, his main weapon, like, the first weapon you get is the bear claw, which is just a bear glove with giant knives on it. And so we're able to like summon that. I think at one point he actually turned into M. Bison. And then like multiple times he like turns into like a 16-ton weight and just drops down on the player.
Alright.
And you can summon his persona, which throws missiles at people. Yeah. His persona is just walking around with a giant fucking missile carrying over his head the whole time.
Nice.
Yeah, and it looks cool. Like, I want to play that game.
Right on.
Yeah, so then, final piece of news. The guys who made Two Worlds are making their own survival horror game called Sacrilegium.
The guys that made Two Worlds?
Yep.
The Oblivion?
Yeah, the Bad Oblivion clone.
Yeah.
Okay. Reality Pump Studios.
Okay.
Yeah, so according to GameSpot, the game follows 20-year-old Californian college student Alex, whose adventurous streak sees her traveling the world fighting a modern race of vampires called the Moroi. Or the Moroi or something.
Okay.
So yeah, vampires. Yeah, so those are for news. Oh, wait, last piece of news. The Last of Us will be released in 2013.
Yeah, that's what I was about to remind you of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think most people, because like when it was first announced, there was no release date.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I put in there how, like, with the Game Informer cover issue that they were doing with the game,
mm-hmm.
they made it sound like it could be late 2012.
Uh-huh.
And it was never said it couldn't, wasn't going to be until now. So, like, yeah, I think we're all really hoping that it was going to be, like, this holiday, but...
Yeah, so Sony Worldwide Studios had Shuhei Yoshida. He said to VG247, "We're not ready to talk about 2013, but some of the games we showed, like God of War and The Last of Us, are not coming out this year."
Mm-hmm.
So, now moving on?
Yeah, I don't have anything else to say about it.
Okay, so yeah, I figured since we haven't really talked about the trailers that we've been uploading, let's talk about some of the trailers that we've seen.
Okay.
Yeah, so I posted one for the new DMC.
Yep.
And so, that is weird. So apparently, like, the story of this game is that, like, all the heads of all, like, the major corporations, all the banks and stuff, are actually demons.
Yeah. Not only that, but, like, yeah, people in the bars and clubs and stuff like that.
Yeah, people, like... Yeah, like, high-up people in these organizations and just regular peons, there are some that are just demons. And so Dante is working with this weird group of people, to go out and fight these demons.
Mm-hmm.
And the leader is wearing a clown mask kind of thing. It actually looks like a reskinned model of a mask from Payday.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it was really weird. And so, yeah, Dante's going to be... Dante's just... The rest of the trailer is just kind of gameplay and cinematics.
Yeah.
They showed, like, Dante going around fucking shit up. They showed him, like, activating his weird super mode, where he kind of turns into the Dante that people know.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. I wonder if that's something they've added in more recently than before, being that people, you know, have obviously complained about the revamped look of Dante.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe this is their way to be like, okay, maybe there'd be at times that you can at least look like Dante of old.
Yeah, and we also saw some of the boss characters, I'm guessing. And some of them actually look pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was, like, weird giant, like, pushul thing that came down from the sky. There was, like, the weird giant, like, Vishnu, like, Shiva-looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one bit, like, from the cinematics that showed some guy, like, talking to Dante, saying, like, you're a failure, just like your father. So I'm wondering, is he talking about Sparta? Like the demon that's Dante's dad?
I guess so. I really don't know much about Dante or Devil May Cry.
I know that his dad's a demon.
Yeah.
Don't know how the sex worked, but still.
Yeah, I don't know how that doesn't make Dante a demon. But
well,
his
mom was human.
So he's half demon?
Yeah, so I guess, like... Yeah, I remember when playing Devil May Cry 1, like, there were certain times we could, like, activate some demon ability and, like, get, like, this huge, like, suit of armor on you.
I hope, being that this is a revamp of Devil May Cry, that his dad's not a demon, and he's not half demon.
Well,
because
then how...
This is,
It's like, well, then how does he have all those weird powers and shit?
I don't care. Have him say that he drank his own piss for all I care. Anything is less contrived than the whole half of what you are a hunter of.
Okay, well, yeah, that game does look cool. Like, it looks like Devil May Cry. It's, like, really skillful combos and shooting dudes to keep them in air.
Yeah, and the graphics to it look really cool. I don't think it looks as gothic or emo as a lot of people have in the past said that it does or that he does.
Yeah, he looks more... He looks like he's kind of into punk rock.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, moving on, I guess. I posted the Last of Us demo that was shown during the Sony press conference. So I finally got to see that.
That was badass.
Yeah, it was really cool, but... I thought that they'd, like... That game, you said, so people have, like, the people of Sony has been saying that the game is more about survival than, like, this hardcore action stuff, so it's kind of weird they just showed a hardcore action scene.
I guess so,
But it looked really cool, like, it looked like it played well. Like, it was actually kind of cool. It was like, I had my eye on the ammo counter the entire time, and he never got more than just, like, one full load of bullets in the gun.
Yeah, there's that one point where he has, like, 6 shots in that handgun, and then he's, like, down to 2, and then, like, he runs out, and he, like, clicks the gun, not realizing he's out of ammo.
Yeah, and then that one, like, okay, like, I know what that sound means, and he just starts coming toward you, and then, like, Ellie just pops up and shoves a brick in his face.
Which, that's the point that I thought she ran up and kicked him in the balls. I was watching at the press conference, so I was kind of, like, rewatching this again earlier today. I was kind of like, it's still cool, but she didn't kick him in the balls like I thought she did.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I'm just wondering how she's going to, like, factor in, because he didn't factor in gameplay, because he didn't really see much of her aside from she threw a brick at that guy.
Right.
Like, are you going to have to be, like, escorting her, or is she going to... Are there going to be points where, like, she gets so damaged you have to go over and revive her and protect her while she gets back up or something?
I don't know. I kind of hope not. I don't really care for... I don't want to babysit in the game.
Mm-hmm.
This demo made it look like she can hold her own. She knows how to hide. She knows how to attack dudes to kind of help you out and stuff like that.
Yeah, it looks like she will be helpful. It's just how much... It's like, will there be a trade-off of helpfulness to neediness?
Right, yeah. Hopefully there's really not a lot of neediness for her.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. I posted some Far Cry 3 stuff with the Step into Madness trailer, which had tits. And the demo that showed during the show, which also had tits.
Alright.
Yeah, and that game does look awesome. I really want to play that game. And not just because of the tits.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, there's nothing to do with stabbing dudes.
I didn't watch either of those yet. Far Cry and Crysis are the two, you know, both games from Crytek that I just, yeah, whatever. They're just first-person games to me.
Okay. Well, yeah, so moving on to Agni's Philosophy. This is a real-time tech demo from Final Fantasy people. And I gotta say, like, it looks impressive.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, they said that it's real-time, but a lot of it did look pre-rendered. Like, I was actually surprised that this shit was real-time, because most Final Fantasy games don't look that good real-time.
Right.
And yeah, and they're actually, I think, for the first time ever in a Final Fantasy anything... There were just dudes with guns. Not like insanely dressed up dudes with, like, weird armor and, like, space guns. That was just a dude with a headscarf and an AK-47.
Right on.
And then some chick who had, like, a hood on that was hiding a huge feather boa thing shot lightning out of her hands.
Cool.
I was like, ah, yep, Final Fantasy.
So where was this tech demo done at?
I'm not entirely sure. I just kind of found it.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just, like, searching for E3 trailers, and I just, like, hey, Agni's Philosophy. Okay.
I feel like I'm surprised that, like, Square Enix doesn't do a press conference every year, like EA and Ubisoft. It's weird to me that it's only EA and Ubisoft that has their own press conferences.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Yeah.
I guess like those are the like two of the bigger third party studios.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Activision. Like they think maybe they could get Activision up there doing something because they're pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Star Wars 1313.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a third-person shooter. And it looks pretty good, actually.
It does. In fact, I was watching that, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, stop making us be Jedis, because apparently it sucks when we're Jedis.
Yeah, now you're fucking bounty hunter going to the bowels of Coruscant.
Yeah. No, I skimmed across a piece of news today. I think it was Zav D'Amato said something on Twitter along this, and I clicked on it. Something about like this that character is only a temporary set piece for now, just so that they could show off a trailer or a couple of trailers for the game, which is interesting. Because it's like, so are they going to make you a Jedi instead, or what?
No, like everything I've read about this game said you're going to be a bounty hunter.
Okay, good.
So, but yeah, it is kind of cool, like, the setup of this game, because everyone's been saying, like the PR people have been saying it's more darker and more mature take on Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of cool just, like, going into this horrible, like, miles underground prison on Coruscant. And if I may be wrong, but isn't Coruscant where like the Jedi Council was?
I think it had a big presence there.
Yeah, I just wanted to like, I'm just running through like the Weird Al Yankovic song.
that's where you get your Jedi facts from.
Yeah, like I have no idea. I can barely remember like Dagobah.
Dagobah, that's where Yoda.
Yeah,
died.
I know Kashyyyk.
I don't know Kashyyyk.
That's the Wookiee homeworld.
Okay.
I know Endor.
Endor, that's the moon where the Ewoks live.
Yeah. And Tatooine.
Tatooine, yeah, that's where they is that where Luke grew up? Right?
Yeah, I think so.
No, that's Naboo, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was Naboo.
Okay, the Tatooine, I believe, is where Jar Jar's from.
No, Jar Jar's not from Tatooine.
No, Tatooine, so. Tatooine is the desert one. So, yeah, that is where Luke grew up. Naboo is the other one.
Okay. Well, fuck it. We're not here to talk about Star Wars trivia.
I say we are, because, yeah, that game does look fucking awesome. You know, third-person shooter, cover system, fucking blasters that are actually accurate.
Yeah. Going into this, like, insane underground prison that looks like something out of a Riddick movie.
Yes. Yeah. I once I seen those trailers, I was like, yes, I want to play this game. I am cool with not being a Jedi. It's unfortunate that the Old Republic games are the only really good games that were with Jedis.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, you know what, fine, fuck it, don't make it Jedis, make it so you're something else, and Bounty Hunters is probably the next best thing anyway.
Okay, so, yeah, I guess it's going to do it for day two then.
That's it, nothing else?
Not much, really, to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's just going to be trailers. So many trailers.
Yeah.
But yeah, at least these will be shorter now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I'll be sure to come back tomorrow for our wrap-up of day three, which is the final day of E3. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're just going to be posting more. We're going to be posting more trailers. Hopefully, we'll find some news stories that we think are interesting for you guys. And yeah, if you have anything that you want us to try to find stuff on, then let us know in the comments or on Twitter at DeadManOrDProds or at FuckShacks or at DeathStoreProds.com/chat, because we now have an IRC chat.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so hit us up on there. Someone will probably be on there.
Yeah, someone.
Yeah, by the way, you might want to go in there and register your nickname.
Register your name. Someone else does.
Yeah.
All right, I'm clicking on it right now.
Okay, so yeah, we'll be back tomorrow, and we'll post more shit. And so yeah, we'll see you then. I'm dead.
I'm Shags, and I am registering that on our chat room right now.
We'll see you guys next time.